By Tuesday's filing deadline, Mayor Al Dwyer remained unopposed for a third two-year term. Appointed Councilor Rick Braun had no competition for a two-year term, and Don Koenigs, a former local mayor, signed up for a three-year seat and is also unopposed. Koenigs wanted to get more involved in community issues again, particularly Petersburg's effort at borough formation.
I have a real interest in seeing the borough formation moved along, and I thought that that would be a good place to voice that, and hopefully the Boundary Commission that's looking at that petition will rule favorably on it. I know that there are people that are outside that are fairly well organized and will definitely speak in opposition to it, but from the council's perspective, I thought that perhaps I could add my voice to encouragement. If the Boundary Commission adopts the petition and says that is willing to bring it before the voters, then I'd like to be in a position to support that at the council level and then at the community level as well, just as an individual.
Koenigs is also concerned about Petersburg's declining population and thinks the community needs to focus more on economic development. Koenigs is a retired construction manager who served as the town's mayor back in the early 80s. He also briefly worked as the town's city manager in the early 1990s. More recently, he served on the Thomas Bay Power Commission, which oversees the Tyee Lake Hydro Plant, which is the primary hydropower source for Petersburg and Wrangell. Write-in candidates are not allowed for the mayor or council, so Dwyer and Braun will retain their posts, and Koenigs will also be seated on the council after the October 4th election. That will leave 1 3-year term on the council with no takers. Typically, the mayor and council request letters of interest after the election and appoint someone to an empty seat like that. Write-in candidates are allowed for the other seats in Petersburg, but the names that will actually appear on the ballot are now set. The only contest is for 2 3-year terms on the Harbor Advisory Board. Dave Tinas, Jeff Funt, and Harold Medallin are competing for those two seats. Medallin and Tinas are currently on the board. All the other candidates on the ballot are unopposed. There are 3 people running for 3 school board seats. Board President Gene Ellis has filed for a 3-year term. Current board appointee John Bringhurst filed for a 2-year term. And Don Ware signed up to run for the other 3-year term. The hospital board candidates include Christine Kissinger, Darlene Whitethorn, and Darcy Judy. Judy and Kissinger are currently on the board. Sid Bakum and Albert Harden are both running for re-election to 2 open positions on the Public Safety Advisory Board. The candidates on the ballot for the 3 library board seats are current members Alec McMurrin and John Wright, along with Marilyn Minish-Mucci. Planning and Zoning Chair Pam Duvall is the only person to sign up for a term on that commission, which leaves 2 vacant seats still. There are 3 seats open on Parks and Recreation and just 2 takers, Donya Davis and Ben Hind. The Utility Board has 2 seats without candidates. While there's little contest among the candidates, voters will decide on 3 ballot questions this fall. That includes whether to bond for up to $1.5 million to help pay for a new library, whether to allow the City Council to declare up to 2 sales tax-free days a year, and whether to remove the current sales tax exemption on the purchase of alcohol and tobacco by seniors and nonprofit groups. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.